Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 1st of February 1971. The title is The Method to Receive the Crown and Tilak and to be Seated on the Heart Throne. Bap Dada is happy to see all the children because he's seeing each one wearing a crown and seated on a throne number-wise. Do you see yourself as the one who is wearing a crown and seated on a throne? How many types of crowns do you have? And how many types of thrones do you have? How many crowns do you have? 21 crowns for 21 birds. Do you have any crowns at the present time? Or can you only see the 21 crowns? The crown of the present time enables you to claim many other crowns. So, do you see yourself wearing a crown now? How many crowns have you worn? Countless. How many crowns does the Pandav army have? 2. Is it right that the Shaktis have many crowns and the Pandavs have 2? If you are not wearing a crown at the present time, how will you claim the crown of the future? Bap Dada is making all the children wear a crown and seating them on the throne at this time. If you are seated on a throne, you will also be wearing a crown. How many thrones do you have? At the present time, you are seated on the heart throne and the immortal throne anyway. In the same way, at the present time, by being seated on the immortal throne, you wear the crown of the light of purity, and by being seated on the heart throne, that is, by being a server, you also wear the crown of responsibility. So now, each of you should check yourself to see for how long you wear both the crowns and are seated on both the thrones. All of you have received the crown and the throne, but it depends on your individual effort as to how long you wear the crown or are seated on the throne. Some have very little experience of wearing a physical crown, so they take it off again and again. However, this throne and crown are so simple and easy that you can wear the crown and be seated on the throne at every moment. When someone is seated on a throne, the activity of the court continues according to his orders. If he leaves the throne, that activity will not continue under his orders. So, in the same way, when you take off the crown or get off the throne, your physical organs do not listen to your orders. So, in the same way, when you are seated on the throne, those same physical organs say, "Yes, my lord." Therefore, always pay attention that you never let go of the crown or the throne. Constantly remember the perfect image of your crown and throne. By your remembering them, none of the many different images that are created will be created. In one day, one can see a picture of the changing forms of each one. So keep a picture of your perfect form in front of you. By wearing a crown and being seated on the throne, you will automatically have intoxication and also have the target, goal, in front of you. The crown and the throne remind you of the intoxication and the goal. So never let go of your crown or throne. The more experienced and practiced you become in wearing the crown and being seated on the throne here, the more you will be able to wear the crown and be seated on the throne there. If you wear the crown or sit on the throne for a temporary period, the crown and the throne you receive there will also be for a very short time. The practice of the present time is making each of you have a vision of your future. If, even now, you simply become happy on seeing others wearing the crown and being seated on the throne, then you will simply have to observe it there too. Therefore, wear the crown and sit on the throne all the time. Will you receive such a crown or throne again? You can only receive it now. Even after a kalpa, you will only receive it at this time. So if not now, then never. What would you do if, whilst you are sitting at home, someone comes to give you a crown or a throne? Baba has come to the home of the souls as a guest. He has come to give you the gifts of a crown and a throne while you are sitting at home. Where do you go when you leave aside the crown and the throne? Do you know? Does Maya have any place of residence? Do all of you also say that she is omnipresent? Or is it that she exists everywhere other than where you are? How many times in 63 births would you have given a place to Maya? You have probably seen the result of that many times too. What would you say if someone repeats the same thing, even after having had the experience of it many times? It is shown that some put aside their crown and their throne and go away into the jungle. So here too, you go into the jungle of thorns. There is so much difference between the throne and the jungle of thorns. Which do you prefer? According to discipline, bhagats or those who decorate the idols apply a tilak on the forehead of the idols after first bathing or washing them. A tilak is applied as a decoration or as part of worship or as a sign of being married. So, in the same way, at Amrit Vela, you bathe yourself in knowledge and decorate yourself with knowledge, and so you should also give yourself the tilak of this consciousness. But at Amrit Vela, you forget to give yourself this tilak of consciousness. If someone puts a tilak on you, you wipe it off. Many have the habit of rubbing their forehead and wiping off the tilak. One moment, a tilak would be applied, and the next moment, they would rub it off. It is the same here. Some forget to put on a tilak, and others put it on and then rub it off. They do both the tasks of applying it and then rubbing it off. So, constantly keep with you at all times the tilak of the consciousness given at Amrit Vela, and then the sign of being married, the decoration, and of being a yogi will constantly be visible on your forehead. When people see a tilak on the forehead of the bhagats, they can tell that they are bhagats. In the same way, the tilak of your consciousness will be so clearly visible to everyone that they will instantly realize that you are yogi souls. So, always keep with you the tilak, the crown, and the throne. Do not rub off the tilak. You call yourselves Master Almighty Authorities, and so, do those who are Master Almighty Authorities not know how to wear a crown or sit on a throne? Always remember just two things whilst performing actions, and you will develop the practice of catching the thoughts of someone else's mind. Just as you can easily catch something spoken through the lips, so you will easily be able to catch the thoughts of the mind. But this will only be possible when you come close to being the same as the Father. When two people are similar in their nature, they are easily able to catch the feelings of one another. So here too, by coming close to being the same as the Father, you will be able to catch the thoughts of someone's mind, as though they are words spoken through the lips. But your own thoughts should not be mixed in that. It is essential to have controlling power over your own thoughts. Thoughts. Just as people have different levels of controlling power over external things, in the same way, it is number-wise in being able to control the activity of the thoughts of the mind. There are two aspects to this. What are they? Firstly, whilst performing every action at every second, keep constantly in your consciousness that you are on a stage. By paying attention to your every action, you will continue to come close to your perfect stage. Secondly, always keep in your consciousness your status of the present and the future. So, one is the stage and the other is the status. By constantly having both these things in your consciousness, you will never perform any action that is wrong and not according to your status. Together with that, whilst considering yourself to be on stage, you will receive inspirations to perform elevated actions. Constantly keep both these aspects in your consciousness. Have you come from far away, or has Bap Dada come from far away? Although the speed may be fast, who is the furthest away? You have traveled here, and Bap Dada has also traveled here. This is why we are all travelers. It is just that whereas there is tiredness in your travels, Bap Dada is tireless in his travels. To become a Madhuban Nivasi is also a sign of great, great fortune within the drama, because Madhuban is the land of blessings. So, you have come to the land of blessings. The other is the land of effort, whereas this is the land of blessings. So, each of you can claim as many blessings as you wish from the bestower of blessings, and the souls who have been made instruments by the bestower of blessings. How will you claim blessings from the elevated souls who are the instruments? Do you know this account? In Madhuban, you receive blessings. The atmosphere of Madhuban is filled with blessings. It is the land of pure divine activity, but how will you claim blessings from the elevated souls who are the instruments? There is less effort involved in blessings. In the temples, The guides take the pilgrims in front of the goddesses in order for them to receive blessings. So, you are also the guides. How will you enable the pilgrims to receive blessings? What is the method to receive blessings? You receive blessings from the elevated souls because, since they are the instruments, you easily receive inspirations by seeing their every action. When you see anything in a physical form, you are easily able to imbibe that. Anything that has to be thought about with the intellect is imbibed a lot later. Here also, those who saw Sakar Baba find it easy to remember Baba. It is slightly difficult to remember the form of the point. In the same way, when you see the service, renunciation, love, and the practical actions of the elevated souls who are instruments cooperating with everyone, you easily receive the inspirations and attain blessings in that form. So, before you go from Madhuban, the land of the bestower of blessings, claim the blessings of being an easy karma yogi from the elevated souls. You just say that the only thing difficult is to stay in remembrance whilst performing actions. So, when you see the instrument souls performing actions and also maintaining the dharana of these virtues, you easily receive the inspiration to become a karma yogi. So, do not miss out on any of these blessings. Claim all the blessings and you too will become a master bestower of blessings. Acha Om Shanti.